Well, good morning. It's Mike Rabellini here again, and thank you for tuning in to my podcast today. We have a very exciting subject to speak about today because it's Resurrection Week. We celebrate Resurrection Sunday this week coming ahead, and so I have been meditating on some of the very powerful scriptures regarding what raised Christ from the dead and the Holy Spirit activation there and the activation of the Holy Spirit in the believer. So let's just start with outline what we're doing here. We're talking about living in divine health, And the principal scripture that we use is found in 3 John 2. That's 3 John 2. That's the epistles of John. And I'll read from verse number 2. 3 John 1, verse number 2. Beloved, I pray that you may all go well with you and that you may be in good health, even as your soul prospers. So that's John, not the apostle or the evangelist, although he was an apostle, but this is John, the teacher, and John, the minister, speaking to his church group and telling them that he believes it can all go well with them. And as you study that out and look at the all go well with you and with the fact that he talks about your health will be well, that you may live in good health, and that you may be in good health, that's the course that we are teaching here. Now, it's good to know that God will heal you if you need a miracle healing. For example, if you wake up today or tomorrow or last week or the next week ahead and you find there's some issue with your body that's not functioning correctly and you go and get a diagnosis and the doctor tells you exactly what's going on, and then you go to church and let the elders lay hands upon you, thank you that there is a place for miraculous healing, miracle healing, many ways in which that happens, but you walk out of the service, you've been healed, touched by God, and that's good. But we're not only talking about that today, we're talking about a better way. There is a better way, and we call it living in divine health. So the whole of my podcast today is going to be how to access that divine health and how to live in that divine health so that we don't have anxiety thinking that, well, we heard about this flu that's come or this virus that's come, and we begin to start to anticipate, and then in anticipation and in anxiety, we create within inside of us a fear. And that fear, as you all know, is not really good, because fear is the opposite of faith. And as believers, having given our lives to Jesus, and if you haven't done so, then this is a really good day to do this, because I'll have a prayer for you at the end of this podcast. But as believers, we don't want to live in fear. We want to be able to live above the circumstances of bad health. Bad health is a circumstance. It's something that comes along. It's a diagnosis that we get from an activity, from anger, from some fears, from some type of poison that we might have taken in our body through either food or alcohol. And so now it's beginning to manifest over a couple of years. And so the diagnosis comes across and it's a report that brings you a bad health report. And the result of that result is that you begin to fear. Now, that's not God. So we're talking about living in a place of divine health. That means I'm watching my activities, I'm walking with God, I'm living in the presence of the Lord daily. Every day I take in what I do. I'm accountable, I'm walking in the authority of God's word, and it's very, very exciting. This is not boring stuff we're talking about. When I go out and I look at what I'm eating, I'm aware of what's good for me, what's not good for me. When I look at what I'm saying, I'm aware of what I can't say, because life and death are in the power of the tongue. And I begin to start to build up an immune system. Everybody say to yourself, I have an immune system that I build up inside myself. Then, of course, the crown jewel of the immune system is what we're going to talk about today. That's the resurrection power of Jesus. Amen. The resurrection power of Jesus. And so we'll turn to Romans chapter 8 and we'll read from Romans chapter 8 verse number 10, speaking about the resurrection power. Verse number 10, and if Christ is in you, though the body is dead because of sin, the Spirit is alive because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead lives in you, very powerful words these. He who raised Christ from the dead will also give life. Everybody say life to your mortal body through the same Spirit that lives in you. So let's just unpack this from verse number 10. And if you've been Christ's, that means you're born again. Though your natural body is dying, which means we do die at a certain age in this earth, living in this body, living in this earth suit, and then we take on a heavenly body. So the natural body, sad to say, is looking a little bit older every year and a little bit older every 10 years. And there's a place for it. There's a length of days for it. Now the Bible does say, I'll give you long life and a satisfied long life. So it's not a negative thing that we're getting older. It's a positive thing because we're beginning to start to prepare ourselves what for that heavenly body. So I look at it extremely positively and say to myself, this earthly body I need to take care of. I've got to live with it every day. It's the only part of me I live with every day is my earthly body. I might not live for the same pair of clothes every day. I might not put the same shoes on every day. I might even have a choice of three cars, which I don't get into, the same car every day. I might have an opportunity to have two houses, one holiday home and one working home. So I can move those factors around in my life, but I can't move my body around. My body goes with me every day, and so it's important that we look after it. It's important that we take care of it. So let's realize that there is a massive, massive advantage here for the believer. Having a look at verse number 11. But if the Spirit of Him, that's Jesus, of God, who raised Jesus from the dead. So the Spirit of God who raised Jesus from the dead lives in you. Now He lives inside of us. If we're born again, given our hearts to Jesus, accepted Christ as Lord, then we have the Holy Spirit living inside of us. And more so, if we've been baptized in the Holy Spirit as an experience of baptism in the Holy Spirit, now we have an extra power. We have a more anointing understanding. We have an ability to have victory. A lot of believers today just are unable to make it through the stresses of life and the challenges of life because they've really just, they've been born again, but they've not been born by the Spirit or in the Spirit. They're not experiencing the outpouring of the power of the Holy Spirit. They're not experiencing speaking in other tongues, which is my heavenly language. They're not experiencing the outpouring of the fountain of life and the river of life flowing inside us. Jesus said, out of your belly will flow rivers of living waters. That's your daily experience. So if you are not baptized in the Holy Spirit, you need to be. You need to be able to ask somebody to pray for you. Somebody that has been baptized in the Holy Spirit, please pray for me that I would receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, because that's where the power source is. Verse number 11, we're reading there. Second part of it, actually verse number 11, the second part of it says, that same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead, who now gives life to your mortal body, He'll give life to your mortal body through the same Spirit that lives in you. So let's go to the tomb right now and have a look at what happened there. Jesus was raised from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. Awesome. Amazing. That's what it says. He who raised Christ from the dead, that's the Holy Spirit and the Father, will give life to your mortal body. So we're talking about the mortal body. That's the earth suit that I live in. If I live in the sea like a mammal, I have a mammal suit. If I live in Mars, I've got to put on a Mars suit. If I go into outer space, so there are variable spaces where you place yourself with different applications for victory. You can't go to Mars in your earth suit without putting on a Mars suit over yourself. You can't go 30 feet under the water just in your normal earth suit. You need to put on firstly probably a wetsuit and then have special lungs that can help you to breathe under the water. Now it's the same if you want to live in this power of divine health. You need to have the Holy Spirit inside your mortal body. Now, if you're born again, He's there. So there's the advantage that we have. We have the Holy Spirit, the same Holy Spirit that raised Christ from the dead. I mean, that's just amazing. The first actual event that we have where the parallel of Jesus and the Holy Spirit power comes together. The power of the Holy Spirit came into that tomb on that day, and Christ got raised from the dead. An angel came and rolled the stone away, and the tomb was empty. Now, that makes Christianity a separate religion to any other religion in the world. I don't even like to call it a religion. It's an experience. That's what makes Christianity a personal experience. We have a living God who was raised from the dead. And so that same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead will quicken my mortal body. So my mortal body and your mortal body needs to be quickened. We need to have a quickening. Everybody say the word quickening, so that we can live beyond the normal boundaries and restrictions and inhibitions of the mortality of our body on the earth. So that when we need it to have the extra power to pray longer, we have it. When we need to fast, when we need to be able to give, we don't hold back, and our flesh and our mind says, no, don't give, because, you know, that's not the way it works. The world system works by taking. Just take, take, take. God says give, and it shall be given to you. God says it's more better to give than to receive. So the power of the Holy Spirit helps us make these decisions. The power of the Holy Spirit gets us up on a Sunday morning, the first day of the week, sometimes in the middle of the rain, when it's better just to stay in bed. And very often that's what we all think about. But it's that resurrection power that gets us up, gets us to put clothes on and go off to the house of God. Why? Because we want to be in obedience and celebrate on the first day of the week what the resurrection power of Jesus. It's that same Holy Spirit that says to us, rather than watch television tonight for an hour, go into the room and pray. That's the Holy Spirit that gives us that power to do that. That's the resurrection dynamos power of God. And that's what we're referred to when it talks about living in divine health. My mortal body does not call the shots. My flesh does not call the tune. I have control over it. It's in a sense subdued by a higher Spirit. Let me read you some scriptures that Jesus spoke about in John chapter 6, verse number 68, and John chapter 6, verse 63. Jesus said this to the crowd. He said, my words, they are spirit and they are life. Wow. My words are spirit and they are life. He's talking about the Holy Spirit and life. So the Holy Spirit equals life. If you're struggling with life today, check out how much place you're giving to the Holy Spirit. Because my words, they are spirit and they are life. He then went on to say that in John chapter 6, verse number 68, talking to the people about you cannot receive what you don't believe, and you need to be correct in your perceptions of Him. So what are my perceptions of Jesus? If I have the wrong perception of Him and His word, then I'm not going to receive this power that is available to me. I'm not going to receive the power of that Spirit, of that word. In Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12, he speaks a few things here about the word. He says, my word is alive once again. My word is active. So the word of God is alive. The word of God is active and empowered by the Holy Spirit. So we're talking about the empowering life of the Holy Spirit coming from the words of Jesus. They're active and they are powerful. They are like a two-edged sword, dividing between that which is of the spirit and that which is of the flesh. So there's the dividing sector that we need in our lives. We need to be able to realize that we have the power that goes with the resurrection of Jesus living inside of me. So He speaks truth, He speaks life, and He declares that His word is life. And it's the Holy Spirit that brings that life to the Christian person and to the believer. So I call this life in the Spirit. Let's just go back to Romans chapter 8, verse number 1, and we'll have a look there and see what it says. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, who walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. So there we go. Once again, walk according to the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life, verse number 2, in Christ Jesus, has set me free from the law of sin and death. So I can be set free from the law of sin and death. How? By walking in the Spirit. Verse number 3, for what the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh, God did by sending his own Son Jesus in the likeness of sinful flesh and concerning sin. Okay, so verse number 5, for those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh. So if you just get up every day, that's what the scripture is saying, and just live out every fleshly desire about what you eat without consulting the Spirit of God. Should I eat this? Okay. You're gonna, you go to the doctor and he gives you a sort of like a diagnosis that you've got fatty tissue and liver fatty tissue, and he suggests that you stop eating fatty foods. Now there's a prescription that is needed. So it gives you a prescription and you go back home and you don't follow the prescription. Well, the result of that is you're walking after the flesh. Now, when you want to eat fatty food, it's the desiring factor of the Word of God, the discerning factor, sorry, of the Word of God, that stops you from wanting to do that and replaces that with something different, something better, something with more substance to it, and something that can be changed. Everything that is negative about our mortal body can be changed. That's the good part about it. Everything about this mortal body can be changed. I can change my mind by renewing it by the Word of God. I can change my hearing by adjusting myself to hearing the Word of God. I can change my speech by taking in the Word of God and renewing my speech processes so that out of the abundance of the heart now my mouth speaks. Everything in this mortal body, I can change my weight factor by eating right, exercising. A lot of people in this last COVID, I was listening to a medical report the other day. They were talking and having a panel, and the panel was saying things like, how do we prepare society for the possibility of another virus as serious as the COVID we've just had? And some of the far left medical people said, well, you know, we need to obviously update medical procedures. We need to have a look at medicines, and you know, their whole focus was on that, and that was good, and there's a place for that. And then one or two of the panel were talking about the fact that we need to live healthier. We need to get the society to a place where they live healthier, to be able to resist a possibility of another pandemic or whatever is going to be thrown at us by those who are planning these atrocities on the earth. I mean, the virus was an atrocity that came, and we had to face the issues with that, where a couple of million, 4 or 5 million people across the face of the earth died. That's a tragedy. That's sad. Businesses went under. People lost their livelihood. People committed suicide. People are living today with mental issues. So it wasn't a good plague, but they said that if we could have, there's no plague's a good plague. So we've got to prepare ourselves for the next plague, which comes. It's going to come. They're talking about it sooner than later. So I'm teaching on living in divine health, so that when the plague comes, or when the infirmity comes, or when the spirit of lawlessness comes on the earth, we are ready for it. We've prepared ourselves. We're healthier. Our minds are more renewed. Our minds are more steadfast. Our minds are able to face. We don't get into anxiety. We don't get into depression and sadness. And the Psalm 91 factor actually comes to bear in our lives because we're stronger. The weapon formed against me won't prosper. The enemy's dart shot at me, the arrow by day, and the fear by night will not affect me. Because why? Because I'm in the Lord. Because he has protected me and looked after me, and now with long life he satisfies me. So all those things carry a responsibility for the believer. You have to take this responsibility to heart. You have to look at your life and say, okay, where do I need to adjust? Where did I fail in the last one? This last pandemic, where did I fail in my last medical report? What is it that the doctor's telling me I need to take care of? so that I don't end up in the doctor's room in 6 months' time, having not obeyed him and not having obeyed God, not having looked at the mortality of my body and brought in the power of God, because there is a power of God that overcomes all that stuff that the medical people are telling us to do. Whatever diagnosis they're giving us, there is a certain aspect of that that is possibly mostly true, but not all of it is true. Why? Because they're only practicing medicine. They only have a certain percentage of the correctness of the procedure. They're not 100% on everything. But God is our healer. Jesus never went on and said, you know what, let me just try and pray for you. Maybe we'll try this today. Look, come back to me in 3 days' time if this doesn't work, and I'll give you another diagnosis, and maybe I'll pray a different prayer. No, that never happened. Everybody that Jesus prayed for, God healed. He never sent people off to go and do a program. Go and take these essential oils right now and go. And yes, there were one or two that had to go and bathe down by the Jordan River, but that was in the Old Testament. Jesus never handed out essential oils and diets for high fiber food. And what he did say was just go and sin no more, just to one or two of the people, and they obviously needed to hear that. But 99.9% of people that he prayed for, he never gave them the diagnosis, and he just gave them the truth. So when the diagnosis comes from the doctor, yes, that is, in a sense, a written diagnosis from some type of observation that they've had on your body. And it carries a certain level of correctness to it. But Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth. There is a higher truth. And he's the life. So that's what this divine course is all about. It's about helping you live in a higher life, a divine life. It's about helping you particularly take the resurrection power of Jesus and to begin to adjust in the areas of your life where adjustment is needed. So we're going to pray right now. I'm going to pray with you, for you. Believe God for your healing, the miracle healing today, the power of God. So wherever you find yourself having a problem or difficulty or pain, if you can, lay your hands on that part of your body. And if there's just too many painful places, just put your hands maybe on your stomach or your head. Lift one hand towards heaven. And let's just pray. Father in heaven, thank you that the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead will quicken my mortal body today. I bind that spirit of infirmity in your life. I take authority over that sickness in your life. I take authority over that depression that has caused you anxiety, that has caused you fear. I bind that fear in your life in Jesus' name. Perfect love casts out fear. So we cast out that fear with the love of God today. In the name of Jesus, you be whole, you be made whole. May your body be made whole, may your mind be made whole, and may you live according to 3 John 2:1, where it says that you will live in perfect health and prosper even as your soul prospers. Amen. I want to invite you to come along to our healing ministry conferences, which we do on the Central Coast. We do them in Niagara Park. If you go to the website that you're looking at right now, you'll see on the website we do Niagara Park on Wednesday morning. People are coming along. We do Wednesday evening. Others are coming along to hear the teachings and to get prayed for. And now we're starting on Mona Vale in Sydney, and we're doing Sunday afternoons at 3 o'clock till 5 o'clock in Mona Vale in a church there. They've been kind enough to let us use their building. And so I look forward to seeing you at one of the healing conferences. And if you want me to come along and speak to your group, whether it be a home group, a cell group, or even your church group, I'd be loving to do that. I'd be happy to do that. Just send me an invitation, send me an email, or contact me directly. God bless you as you look after yourself and your health. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.